听力课堂,听class.com.
For 18 hours, Romel Joseph lay buried in the rubble of his music school in Port-au-Prince. For 18 hours until his rescue, the concert violinist stayed alert and alive, going over in his head one by one. Every concerto at every concert hall he'd ever played. Romel was badly broken, his legs crushed, bones in his left hand shattered. But the concrete that covered him would not, could not kill him.
I thought my time was up under the ground, and it's like God says, no, you have things to do.
3 weeks ago, we met Romel, who is legally blind, for the first time. He mentioned he'd like a keyboard to help strengthen the fingers in his left hand so that someday he could again play the violin. Stevie Wonder heard and answered Romel's request.
What better way to really express God's love than to give something that is special to you to someone else who is in need? So that's why I did what I did.
We take it away.
Wonder's keyboard was packed and shipped, arriving Tuesday at Miami's Jackson Memorial Hospital. Romel didn't know it was on the way. Romel.
Yes, sir.
Hey, John Zarella from CNN. How are you?
Oh, my goodness.
It's so good to see you again. You look terrific. I think we have something for you.
Oh, it came?
It came. It's coming in the door right now.
Oh, my goodness.
Now, who sent this to you?
Stevie Wonder. Oh.
As the keyboard was set up, Romel was carefully moved to a wheelchair.
The chair's over here.
Oh, okay.
So I'm going to have you go sideways. Keep your legs on the bed.
He sat over the keyboard, his legs, one held together with metal rods resting on pillows.
I'll play something.
He began to play. Of course, a Stevie Wonder song. Even the fingers on his damaged left hand glided across the keys with a gentle touch. Stevie Wonder also sent a message.
Romel, I am hoping you'll enjoy this keyboard that I'm giving you. I used it on the last project that I did.
I would like to really thank him, Stevie Wonder, for his generosity. And I'll be practicing with the keyboard every day to keep my fingers going.
Romel will be out of the hospital soon. When that happens, he'd like nothing more than to play a concert for Haiti. He on the violin and Stevie Wonder on the keyboard.
I mean, you know, nothing is impossible.